Okay, our friends. So today we are following our trend and we are reading another farm story because it's the season and we love going to the farm. So today we're reading a farm story for those of you who go to farms or have your own in an unusual way. Today's story is called Outdoor Farm, Indoor Farm. It was written by Lindsay H. Metcalf, illustrated by Xin Lee, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Now, did you know there's more than one kind of farm? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. Let's read about it. Outdoors, indoors, big or bitty, through the seasons, country, city. Farms are farms, no matter where. What's the recipe they share? Now, there are two kids. We can see a little girl, and she is writing a letter. And she says, "Dear Ephraim, thank you for visiting us. Here is our new drone. I named it Bob." And we can see the picture of the drone. Some farms have drones. Isn't that interesting? Now, it looks like Ephraim has written back to her, and he says, "Dear Emma, it was so fun to visit your farm. Mom's letting me work as a research assistant at our farm. Would you share more about Bob? I would love to tell you about our farm." And we can see in the pictures that he must have the city farm, and she must have the farm out in the field. In the country. Sprinkle in spring. Outdoor farm. Field meets sky. Indoor farm. Trays stack high. And in the pictures we can see. So outdoor farm, right, is not in the city. It's out in the fields, out in the country. And they have tons of open sky with birds flying overhead. And
it's outdoor.
Yeah, it's outdoor. It's beautiful. But inside, this is more of like a laboratory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They've got shelves that they stack up nice and high to grow different kinds of plants on and probably do some sort of safety checks for everything using all kinds of interesting equipment. Outdoor farm. Tractors toil. To toil means to
move.
Work. Yeah, hard work. Indoor farm, zero soil. Did you know that you can grow a plant without having dirt? You can put the nutrients that the plant would get from the dirt into water beds and then plant the roots into just straight water. It's true. It's incredible. And here it is in the pictures. Outdoor farm. Sunlight beams. Indoor farm, color streams. Because they would put on what above them? Lights. Yeah, and neon lights can be different colors. And certain light colors make you feel a certain way. And so they would put in specific colors to make their plants grow in specific ways. Simmer in summer. Outdoor farm. Spritz the shoots. Indoor farm, mist the roots. So what we're doing here is we're watering our plants in the summer, right? Because we don't want them to get sick with all the heat. So outside you would put out one of those watering machines, right? To spray water all over your outdoor crops. But inside you have a controlled environment, so you wouldn't need to worry about them getting hot, would you?
Mm-hmm.
And in the picture, we can see that the little boy is understanding how the nozzles and the pumps work underneath the plant roots. Outdoor farm, map the field. Indoor farm, track the yield. Now, the yield is what we get from what grows. It's kind of like the harvest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're mapping the field, that's where they're using that drone. They're Bob. Taking pictures. That's where they're using Bob. They're taking pictures of all the things that they have growing to make sure everything looks correct. Mm-hmm. Outdoor farm, weed control. Yeah, they've got to make sure that the weeds don't go too high. And if they do, they have a machine that can go through and cut down those weeds. Indoor farm, sky patrol. Because in an indoor farm, they can stack up, 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 up. And they can use a special crane that lifts the scientists or the laboratory people or the agriculturalists into the upper parts so they can check the things that are growing up on top of these great big stacks. Slice through fall. Outdoor farm, combines clip. And remember, we know that combines cut down the wheat or whatever it is that's growing, right?
And balers make hay bales.
And then the balers will come along and make the hay bales. That's right. Indoor farm, scissors, snip. Because they don't need to have a great big combine. They can do it by hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a smaller amount. Outdoor farm, hit the scale. Indoor farm, prep for sale. See, the outdoor farm has so much that they have huge scales to weigh all the things that they have grown. But the indoor farm has smaller amounts that they can grow. So all they have to do is put it in a box and say, for sale. They don't have to go through a heavy scale to have it weighed. Outdoor farm, crank and pour. Indoor farm, steer to store. So the outdoor farm has to deliver their goods, like if they have grains, to a special factory. But the indoor farm, they just pack it up and take it to the grocery store. That's it for them. Mm-hmm. Savor in winter. Outdoor farm, growing slows. Mend machines while fire glows. And we can see that, boy, when it is cold, you definitely can't grow anything outside, can you? If it's snowing or raining out there, and But during the wintertime, the indoor farm hums along, fine-tune climate. Green stays strong. See, because they can control the climate, their stacks and stacks and stacks of growing things don't have to stop growing because it's wintertime. They can just keep going. Uh-huh. The recipe for farm fresh flavor. Sprinkle, simmer, slice, and savor. Grains to greens. Country, city. Outdoors, indoors, big or bitty. Season crops with innovation. Science plus determination. And now we can see that the little boy is writing his letter and says, Dear Emma, my friends at school enjoyed seeing your drone, Bob. They were also curious about your tractor. Does that have a name too? And then he shows her what they've been doing with growing their plants, a special kind of science called aeroponics, where they put pumps and nozzles underneath the plants and spray water and nutrients onto their roots. Would you like to visit our farm next summer? Yours, Ephraim. And I'm going to guess she says, yes, please. I would not mind to at all. And friends, if you are interested in seeing what a real life farm that's an indoor farm would look like, or even a real life outdoor farm with a tractor and a combine harvester, then this is the book for you, because they show you real life pictures and they give you all these amazing facts about planting and growing and harvesting in these different kinds of environments. So if you're wanting to learn more about how to be a farmer, this is the best book for you. And it is also
the end.
The end? Is there anything you would like to say?
Hope you can find us for another story tomorrow.
And then that, my dear sweet friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.